Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Welcome to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with your host, Vex King. Vex King is a mind coach, writer, and lifestyle entrepreneur out of the UK, and he'll be helping you live a more positive lifestyle because he recognizes that good vibes are essential for living a good life. Let's go!
Hey, what's up everyone, it's Vex King here, and the truth is you can live the life of your dreams and experience heaps of happiness, but all these things stem from the way you use your mind. Throughout this series, I'll be sharing empowering perspectives, spiritual wisdom, inspirational stories, life lessons, and much more to help you transform yourself and your life into something greater. I want to start this episode by saying thank you for all the love and support you have given me with my podcast. The emails, the subscriptions, the positive ratings, the feedback, the shares, the kindness, all of that has been so amazing. I'm literally overwhelmed with all the support I've received because truthfully, I never expected it. It means a lot to me because there was a time when no one wanted to listen to my opinions and ideas. So here's a little story about this. It goes back to when I was at university. I think I was 20 years old at the time. And my friends and I went out to the club, as many students do. And when we returned after the night out, we all chilled out at my friend's flat. We were all talking, and I don't remember what the exact conversation was, but there were a group of girls, and one of them mentioned something about being happy. And I remember trying to explain why sustained happiness was a choice and not the result of external conditions, because of course this would only provide fleeting happiness. So anyway, before I got deep into the topic, one of the other girls actually said, "Stop with your spiritual nonsense, Vex. No one wants to hear it." And then everyone started laughing. Ouch. Now, she might have been a little drunk, as I was at the time, so that could have been a reason why she was probably so blunt. However, it made me feel like my thoughts were uninteresting, and so from then on, I decided to suppress these thoughts and ideas that I had about living a positive life. I felt like no one really wanted to listen to these deeper concepts, and so I just stopped talking about them. Then, as the social media age began, my intuition urged me to share some of my thoughts on platforms such as Twitter, because I was still so passionate about them. However, for the most part, I was just talking to myself because I didn't have a big audience. I literally had zero followers for a bit, and then I think it rose up to 200. I was just using the platform to express my thoughts, while secretly hoping that someone might come across them and they would benefit from them. Now that I have a slightly bigger audience and people actually value the things I say, and they take the time out to listen to or even read my messages, I'm literally beyond grateful. It's a big thing for me because in the past, people acted like they didn't want to know. Looking back at this moment and then having my first episode reach the number one position in the podcast charts within my niche, in the UK at least, was so overwhelming. The truth is, not everyone is going to understand what you're about or what you're on about in my case. Some people will not even want to know, and they might shut you out. They won't get your journey, your hustle, your goals, your joys, your relationships, and any other idea that stems from your mind. And of course, your heart. However, that's perfectly okay. Your value is not measured through other people, ever. Their reactions to you do not define your worth. You are who you are, and you are constantly being guided by the universe to express yourself authentically so you can live with purpose to inspire others in some shape or form. So, sing that song, even if no one around you wants to listen to it. Write that book, even if no one around you wants to read it. Make that movie, even if no one around you wants to watch it. Life is not guaranteed, and it certainly should not be wasted avoiding the things that you love so you can please people who are not walking your path and so you can fit in with the rest of society. Just like my story so far, eventually the people that your creative outputs are meant for will hear your song, read your book, see your movie, and they will appreciate it. Now, that's not everyone, but you can never satisfy everyone in life, so you must try to satisfy yourself first. But just remember to have a healthy balance so you're not too greedy. Give to yourself so then you can give to others too. No matter how things look for you right now, if you believe in what you're doing, keep going because one day your story will inspire others. They are going to want to know how you found the strength to overcome challenges despite your struggles. They will want to hear about how you never gave up despite your failures. And they're going to want to know how you never stopped believing even when people didn't believe in you. Think about this for a brief moment. What inspires you more? A person who inherited their family business and lives the life of their dreams? Or a person who was born an orphan and has created an enterprise which allows them to live the life of their dreams? I think most of you will choose the second one. I find that people tend to be more inspired by those who have overcome bigger challenges and have turned their burdens into blessings. It is the journey which is most inspirational, not necessarily the result. Not all of us have had huge struggles in the past. However, we have all gone through difficult times, regardless of their magnitude. Even someone who has inherited their family business and gets to live a financially free life has faced resistance. That's why when people reach a level of success that they're proud of, they talk about the obstacles they were faced with. This usually makes you think one of two things. Number one is that you have to, well, to be successful, you have to go through some crazy life experiences. And number two is that they're simply exaggerating with their stories. What it means more than anything, though, is that we all face adversity and we can all overcome it, creating success as we wish. Also, remember this, people aren't just inspired by how you overcome challenges when it comes to business or anything else that creates a living. They're also inspired by how you handle your emotions and thoughts. I think it's incredibly inspiring when you see someone transform from a state of depression to a state of joy and love. We are all constantly battling our emotions and overbearing thoughts, so when you hear about someone who's been able to find a balance that provides them with peace of mind, it's extremely encouraging. So, no matter what you're going through right now, remember that one day your story is going to inspire others. Although you might be facing wave after wave of problems, don't give up. I know I keep saying this because I said it in my previous podcast, but I think it's important to try and motivate yourself as much as you can, especially when things get tough, because that's when it's the hardest. Although you might be clueless as to what you need to do to pull yourself out of your troubles, keep your faith in the direction of your dreams. You're going to survive and you're going to accomplish everything you've ever wanted. And one day, you'll be telling people from all walks of life about how you pulled yourself out of the ocean when you couldn't even swim. I do hope you like this episode. If you want to hear more of my perspectives on life, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram under the username VexKing, which is all spelled together. If you're listening through iTunes, I'd be extremely grateful if you could leave me a rating. Finally, thank you for listening to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with me, VexKing. I'm sending much love and light your way. Until next time, wishing you all the best.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.